Originally, serenades were intended as night music. You know, the hopeful suitor singing under the balcony and strumming a guitar. But in classical music, the serenade was greatly expanded. On our next concert, the Kalamazoo Symphony will play Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings without a guitar or balcony. It's amazing how Tchaikovsky could create such a full sound using just strings. That anthem-like introduction to the serenade opens the chapter to a buoyant melody. And a playful scherzo develops. The second movement is one of Tchaikovsky's most beautiful waltzes. Unlike his trademark melancholy tunes, this waltz floats upwards, supported by the pa in the lower strings. At its conclusion, it gently evaporates into thin air. The year was 1880, a busy one for Tchaikovsky. He had toured Europe, his Fourth Symphony had had a successful premiere, and he had completed his second piano concerto. Surprisingly, Tchaikovsky wrote this charming string serenade at the same time that he composed the bombastic 1812 overture. What a contrast! He confessed that the serenade was written out of pure love. Its first movement was intended as a tribute to Mozart, and the rest of the serenade follows the same delicate vein. The third movement, titled Elegy, is perhaps the most personal. It has a reverent and mournful quality. The middle section serves as a reminiscence of a bygone time. But Tchaikovsky's finale shakes off all sorrow. He uses a little Russian folk song to propel this spirited dance. Tchaikovsky frames the entire serenade by recalling the anthem from the first movement before sending the dance off on its merry way. The Kalamazoo Symphony takes great delight in performing Tchaikovsky's Serenade to close a concert devoted to our string section. Expect to be swept away.